everyone. You're listening to Love Talk with Kira, where we discuss the 50 ways to love, the do's and don'ts of dating in today's era, where we also discuss sex, fetishes, and going deeper. So stay tuned. Hi, everyone. You're listening to Love Talk with Kira, where we discuss the 50 ways to love, the do's and don'ts of dating in today's era, where we discuss sex, fetishes, and going deeper. And today's episode is episode number 73. Okay, awesome. I want to take a quick second out and say thank you to each and every one of you for your continued support. You guys are awesome. You rock. I love you. And, you know, I'm totally excited to continue on my podcast and share all the wealth and all the great information, you know, that I've gathered throughout the years and learned myself from so many different other mentors, which if you've been following me, you already know who they are. You can scroll back down to the beginning episodes and go through them. I actually named them specifically. So, okay. Of course, I gain more knowledge as I go as well. So, if I didn't add Grant Cardone to that mix too, then go ahead and add him in too. So he's got some great information as well. I think you guys should check out some of his info and podcast shows and stuff like that. It's not about, you know, love talk and stuff like that, but he does do inspiring work and he does real estate and he does, you know, how to grow your businesses, okay, and generate wealth. So consider that and check him out. Now, what I did want to say was today's episode is number 73, and it is about, can you have kids? Okay, that's a big, huge topic for everyone around the world. Can you have kids? Can you have kids? Do you want kids? Do you have kids already? And or does your partner have kids already and you don't, you want kids? And they don't, or vice versa. You know, you have kids and your partner doesn't, but they want their own kids and they want them with you, but you don't want to have any. Or all of a sudden you guys chose a partner that can't have kids and because they got their tubes tied or they're not able to have kids anymore or something happened. So, you know, these are all important and relative questions that people have all the time and they get really nervous. And a lot of people overthink it when they're with their partner instead of thinking about it before they get with their partner. Okay, that's the difference. When you're already in a relationship with someone, it's not the time to decide if you want to have kids with them or not. Okay, what you want to do and the best way to do that is to decide before you get into the relationship. Okay, now what happens is a lot of people they feel so desperate to be in a relationship with someone that they just skip all the questions that are important. And then they end up in a relationship and then they break it off because they have so many differences in their values and, you know, their belief systems and, you know, what it is they want, need, and desire in their own lives. Okay. And it's horrible to get into that relationship and all of a sudden be like, bam, whoa, you're slammed with a question or you're slammed with a circumstance that, you know, is real. It's very real, you know, or you're pregnant already and they don't want it, or you don't want it, or you know what I'm saying? Well, you're in a catch 22 now. Okay, what are you going to do? What are your choices? What are your options? What state do you live in? You know, there's a lot of laws being passed right now. I did a post on my Instagram a little bit ago because, excuse me, the laws are so strict in some states that, you know, a lot of people, may end up going to another state to have a medical procedure if that is what was necessary medically for that person. I would never tell someone to go and choose to do that because, you know, that's not how I roll. What I will say is that, some places you do not have a choice nor do you get one. And that is being chosen by people who would never have that choice in the first place or would never have one in the first place. So, you know, we have people that are making choices for you instead of allowing you to be able to make a choice medically. Okay, at the same time, past a certain date, which I understand. At the same time, consider that when you're in a relationship, what state you're in, what you're going to do. Are you going to be able to have a kid? If you got pregnant, are you going to have it or not? You know what I mean? Like, are you going to be able to afford this child? If you're in a relationship and you're having sex, the answer is it should be yes. You know, it should be yes. And now I'm not saying it is, but it should be. And that's the problem is, like, if you wouldn't have their kid or you don't have their kid, then that's a big deal. And that says a lot, you know, unless there's a medical problem where, you know, you might die, you know, or it's going to hurt you, the female that's having it, or they can't carry it, or there's something medically holding you back, okay, allowing the process to evolve in being able to have a kid. That's totally different. Everyone's different. So I'm not trying to go tell people to go do whatever. You know, I'm only explaining there are different situations and scenarios that each of us that have not experienced that would not understand. And it's not okay for us to speak for them. They should be the ones speaking. And I think more people should speak up around the world at what their experiences are and, you know, why, you know, they feel that it should be allowed. Or, you know, we don't, honestly, I'm not concerned with why it shouldn't be allowed, because I already know why other people think it shouldn't be allowed. What I'm more concerned about is why people think it should be. Okay, we already know why 3/4 of the population thinks it shouldn't be, but they would never have one anyway. Hopefully they wouldn't, you know, in other words, not have the kid. But either way, my point is, medically speaking, I think each individual should be allowed to choose for themselves if they're medically sane, and then and they're able to speak for themselves. It's the patient right to be able to decide for themselves and not somebody else that has nothing to do with them. Okay, now, after a certain time period, in other words, but definitely discuss this with your significant other, your partner, your potential life partner, okay? When you're dating someone and you're having sex with them, you could potentially get pregnant. Okay, are you ready for that or not? You know, these are questions. So I would say you should be ready for it, because it can happen. If you're having sex with anybody at any time, you're able to be pregnant, then you should be ready for that to happen. Okay? If it were to happen, then you should be okay with it. And if you're not okay with it, then don't sleep with the person. And it's that simple. Like, that's how simple that is. Now, I think we as human beings complicate things to such a high degree that we come up with a bunch of excuses as to why not. Well, okay, you chose to sleep with someone and you obviously had feelings of whatever, lust, whatever it was. I don't know what happened between each person. Lust, love, desire, you know, all of it mixed, fantasy, you know, whatever. My point is, it happened. You chose to do it. You wanted to do it. So consequences are able to happen because of your choices. So when you choose to sleep with someone, then go ahead and realize that there is a possibility of you getting pregnant or you impregnating someone. Regardless, if you're using a condom or if you're on birth control or someone took a plan B, it doesn't matter. It doesn't matter anymore. You know, a lot of people are like, no, it's 99% effective. You know what? I snicker about that, because I think it's interesting at the mindset that, you know, most everyone thinks of is 99% guaranteed. You know, I start thinking of the movie Dumb and Dumber, you know, where they say, she's like, or he's, this is what Jim Carrey says to her. He's like, so what are the chances of a boy like you wanting to go out with a girl like me? And she's like, well, like one in a million. And so he's like, so you're saying I have a chance, you know? Okay. This is not like that, but this is like, you do have a chance that one percentage of how many people, it actually happens more than 1%. Okay. So I think that's, I love about that because that movie just cracks me up so much. And I always think about that because you have to think that way, you guys. And you have to really just open your mind and realize that there is that chance. Okay. If there is a chance, period, if it's not 100%, then there is a chance. And people that take birth control, they don't, I mean, most birth controls, like, especially if people are taking a pill or something like that, they're not guaranteed 100%. People take them at different times, or they're taking other medications with them, and then all of a sudden they're pregnant, or they forgot one. Oh, I forgot this one too, and then they took it at this time. You know, everybody's body is different. It's supposed to, you know, react and respond to certain stimuli in the same way, or I should say in a very similar way, but we're all unique in our own person, okay? So our hormones are all generating differently in our own body. So you can't say everyone is the same, because we're not. We all have the same body parts, but our hormone levels are all different. We're different cultures. You know, we have, there's a lot of differences, and it's just, you cannot make a statistic and say that everyone is the exact same and it's going to work for every single person. You know, yes, there are studies that show the statistics that this is 99% guaranteed. Okay. And every single doctor around the whole world will tell you that you can still get pregnant from it, okay, while you're on one of them. Okay, and even, like, the Esure, they come out of people all the time, and they go missing up in people's abdomens and stuff, and chest cavities, and we're all looking for them in x-rays. Like, you end up seeing us in radiology. We're at an x-ray looking for you. And we checked to see if it wasn't put in place also. I would never suggest, I mean, this is my opinion. I would never suggest anybody get that. But, you know, if you do have it and you like it, then that's fantastic. I would never, ever suggest that one to anyone in humanity ever. At the same time, it's the way it's placed and how it doesn't, you know, it gets mislodged and we're always looking for them. So, no, that's not a guaranteed one at all. I know there's a bunch of different types, but they also secrete different hormone levels in a person and that normally wouldn't be there either. And so they create mood swings, weight gain, you know, all kinds of different side effects that birth control places on a person, on a human being. And completely alters their mindsets. It's almost like they're incapacitated for a long time that they're on it, or the whole time that they're on it. They wouldn't normally act the way that they're acting when they're on it, or gain as much weight even and keep it because and can't lose it because they're on the pill, you know, or whatever type of birth control that they're on. Especially if you have one that lasts for months and months and months, you have different irregular periods, or you don't have one at all. And then all of a sudden you get off of it, and all of a sudden, you know, your body is trying to transform itself back to normal and your hormones are trying to get back into gear and working again. And some people get pregnant immediately and some people don't, you know, some people's hormones take a long time. And then the relationship's all whacked out because they're like, what is happening to my spouse, you know, or my my significant other, my life partner, what have you, like, what's going on with them? Like, why are they acting so erratic or weird? And what, you know, this isn't normal. Well, it has a lot to do with the medication, type of medication, each individual, how it's reacting and responding into that in specific individual. It's not guaranteed to react and respond to every single person the exact same way. So you have to understand that, okay? If you're going to be taking stuff like that, then you need to talk to your doctors and you need to get the medical advice that's necessary and specific to you. Not everyone else around the world, to you. Okay, that's what's important. Every type of medication and stuff like that is all geared to you, not to everyone else. So always don't think about everyone else. Always think about yourself and your partner and what you're doing, as far as taking it or not taking it. What's the best choices for you if you are going to take it? If you're not going to take it, okay. Just know that, you know, you can get pregnant. You can get pregnant taking it. You can get pregnant not taking it. If you're going to sleep with someone, you can get pregnant. That's what it boils down to. Okay, or don't have sex. So we all know, the majority of people that are in a relationship should be intimate with each other, because that's part of, and sexually intimate with each other, that's part of being in a relationship, okay, and having a life partner and a marriage. If you're not, and you're doing it because you just don't want to, or being spiteful, you know, then that's another whole podcast that's necessary for you to listen into, okay? That's a big no-no also. At the same time, if it's a reason that you can't, then there's other ways that you can have sex with your partner without, you know, doing it in different ways that obviously you can't, okay? So consider that as well. Then, basically, sit down with your partner, whoever is you're dating, what have you, discuss that with them before you get into a relationship. Okay, I think that's important, and I think that it's necessary, and it's going to help the whole, you know, the whole abortion law, you know, that everyone's so, you know, entitled to choose for everyone else around the world instead of, each individual case. You know, I think that it's very sad, but it's very real, and it's very sensitive, and I think that it's important that you guys are on the same page when you're in a relationship, okay? If you're not, the relationship will be broken, and it will diminish, and there's going to be broken hearts, there's going to be, you know, resentment, anger, sadness, some people get depressed, some people take their lives off, stuff like this, you guys. I mean, it's very serious, and it's very sad, and I just want to share that I think it's very important for people to actually have that conversation, and don't blow it off and be like, oh, whatever, or don't play mind games, guys or women. Oh yeah, like, this is what the guys do. Okay, so all these guys I talk to, they sit there and they're like, oh yeah, you know, we play games with women sometimes, and you know, we just see what we can do with them and see how far they'll go. And I'm like, okay, so you're very immature, naive, you have a big ego, and you are using the wrong head when you're thinking, okay, because you're not thinking. Actually, you're not using your head, either head, in other words. You're not thinking, you're being very immature, and it's very sad to hear that, but it's the truth. So women, what women do is they're like, yeah, I'm going to get this guy to get me pregnant, and I'm not going to take my birth control, and I'm going to jack it up, and I want his baby, and he doesn't even know it. And so I'm going to have sex with him, and then I'm going to have him, or I'm going to tell him that I'm on my birth control, but I'm not. And then I get pregnant. Oh, you don't want it? Oh, too bad. Okay. I mean, it's really disgusting and sad and tragic, but these are games that women and men play with one another throughout life. And I've spoken to different people who have done it, both scenarios, and it's absolutely horrible to hear. At the same time, I find it interesting as to how many people actually do it. Okay, that's what's really alarming, and it's very concerning to me. I'm very concerned for the public, the people, the women, the men, the young generations also. The younger generations, you know, their late teens and, you know, like they're 18, older, becoming young adults, and in their 20s. Usually the 20-year-old, the teens are, the older teens are learning about themselves and dating and stuff like that and relationships, and they're just kind of learning about what to do and how to date. You know, you really don't know anything at all. And you're learning about your life, and you're going through school, and you're meeting everyone, and you're social, and yada, 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 okay? Starting to be out on your own. You have a job, what have you. All right? I have all these big plans, and most people want to decide their whole life, you know, by the time they're 25, and they're supposed to be married at 20 and have 5 kids at 25, you know? Living a big house and fairy tale is real. Okay, that's not normal. A lot of people grow up that way thinking that's normal. And so if that does happen to you and it is your life dream and it comes true, then amen to you. This doesn't apply to you then, okay? At the same time, most of the generations and the people will not experience that, okay? There will always be some sort of setback or disappointment. And then you disappoint yourself thinking that you did not obtain your goals. Well, you know, you can't put a timeline on that type of goal. You can want and desire a goal like that, but you also need to think of why you feel that you need to be wanting and desiring that at that young age. Now, a lot of men at that age, they don't know what they're doing, and women mature faster than men. So you have to understand that too is, okay, the woman might be like, well, I already know what I want. You know, and the man's like, I don't, but you sure are pretty. You sure are pretty, and I really want to sleep with you. Oh, well, now I'm pregnant. Oh, well, I don't know what to do then. You know, oh, you want to get married? We are supposed to marry someone when you get pregnant, right? Well, not in today's era anymore. People don't care. People don't care about anyone. It's really sad. And I'm concerned about that too. And I think that needs to be discussed with the population around the world is that, you know, it's important for children to grow up in a stable environment. And the more everyone keeps accepting the unstable environments and breaking the families apart because of your choices as the parents, you know, the more unstable we continue to become, and it keeps the cycle going. All right. Now, children can definitely become the you know, the most phenomenal, you know, adults as they grow up. Also, it doesn't mean that they're going to repeat the cycle, but there is an opportunity for it. In today's era, anybody can do this. People from, you know, parents that were married for 40 years go out and have kids nowadays and trap a guy and don't even want to marry him, you know? You're like, what? You know what I mean? They're like, and the man's like, I want to marry you. And they're like, no, but I had your kid, but what? Okay, what are you doing? No, you guys, you hurt, and you get upset because they are upset that you said no, but you would have their kid. So you have to understand the mindset of the man and the mindset of the female. And at the same time, you know, is that really appropriate? No, it's not. It's betrayal. It's 100% betrayal. And there's a reason why people will do that. Is they're lacking a lot within themselves and their own mindsets and their own lives. And so they're wanting to cling onto someone. They want to trap someone, have their kid use them. It's almost like emotional abuse in so many ways. So I would consider that. If you use someone to get pregnant, okay, without discussing it with them, and you did it on purpose, and you know it, you know, God's watching you. I just want you to know that, and you will not have a happy life for a long time because you just created that negative karma for your entire life and the kids, and now you have to deal with it. And I would say, I'm going to feel sorry for you, but, you know, I don't. I don't feel sorry for you at all. I think that people that do that need to go seek some counseling, and I'm concerned for you. And I'm not going to judge you per se, but I am going to explain that you have chosen your own path and you chose someone else's path that was innocent. And now they're in the middle of your life choices, which are not positive for you or them. And they had no choice. So that's my point, is when people keep having these kids and they have no business having them, especially with people they don't even want to be with or marry, you know, that's extreme concern and a sad tragedy. And it continues the cycle. Continues the cycle. So let's stop the cycle, you guys. It all starts with you and your life choices. So choose wisely, okay? You know, people get all caught up in their feelings, or they're out incapacitated when you're younger and, you know, you haven't had sex before. You're trying to have sex for the first time or something. You don't know what you're doing or who you're doing it with. But you know what? You can get someone pregnant the first time, or the first time you have sex, you can get pregnant. Okay. So my point is, don't think it can't happen. So if you're going to do it, and then you need to know that you would have that person's baby. Okay. Or don't do it. If somebody doesn't like you because you're not having sex with them, then they're not worth your time. Then tell them to get out of your face and step away. You know, and if you need to call the cops, then call them. Get the person out of there. That is not okay for anyone to force themselves upon you either. If they're doing that, if you say no, you say knock it off, don't do it, you can kick them out, or you can call the police and say, you know what, get out of my house right now. And don't ever come back. And this is why. You disrespect me. You not value me nor our connection. And I do not appreciate your behavior. And you explain it just like that. I do not want to see you again. Goodbye. Do not contact me. I'm blocking you from everything. And then leave them alone. Okay? Let them go. And the men, leave them alone. Just take it, okay, say okay, whatever, and leave. You know, and that was your, the men, that was your issue for your behavior that triggered them to do that, okay? And respond that way. So don't do that to someone else, the next person you end up with. Leave them alone. If they want to come back to you one day, they will. Otherwise, leave them alone. Don't go chasing after someone that told you to get the hell out. They're going to call the police on you, okay? Don't do that, because then they will. If they ever want to talk to you again, let them reach out, okay? Otherwise, you still need to remember how they behaved towards you, all right? So I would say don't take them back. I would say move forward onto someone else, and it ended for a reason. Okay. Otherwise, you're just bringing that can of worms. It's all going to come back up later on, and there's going to be some words exchanged most likely, and they're not going to be positive. And just don't even go there. Don't invite drama back into your life. Okay. So on that note, consider who it is you're sleeping with. Okay. Having sex with, you can get pregnant. So have that conversation with your partner before you get into the relationship and say, you know, oh, you're able to have kids, or, oh, you're deciding, I'm on birth control pills and you're fixing to have sex. And you're like, oh, well, I'm taking birth control pills. Or the guy's like, are you on birth control? And you're like, yes or no. And be honest. Okay. Oh, you want to use a condom? Okay. Use the condom. Or you want to use both? Okay. Use both, you know, whatever. Oh, you're not using any? Okay, then you can get pregnant you can get pregnant more if you don't use any. You can get pregnant if you do use a condom and birth control, and you can still get pregnant if you use birth control on its own or a condom on its own. Okay? So understand that. That's important. It's very key to understanding each person's perspective and knowing where you stand. And don't lie about it. Okay. That's one thing you do not do. And if you lie about it, just always think, I'm that angel on your shoulder saying, don't lie. Don't lie. Don't do it. You better fess up because you're going to have the devil on your other shoulder here in a second, and I'm going to fly away off your shoulder because you're no longer an angel anymore. Angels don't hang out with devilish behavior type people, okay? And you're going to have the devil in your ear, and he's going to stay there, and he's going to be whispering all kinds of things that you don't like and, you know, making you all crazified. Okay? So don't do it. Say no. Just say no. I say that in a sickening way because I'm serious, though. We got to have fun with this, too, this whole podcast. It's not just about being all serious, and I don't want it to be that way. And I think that, you know, I want you to sit back, and I want you to look at your partners, and I want, you know, if you're looking at each other and you're like sitting on the couch and say, you know what, honey, you know, I love you so much. And, you know, what precautions can we take, or what would we do if we did have a baby? You know, like, let's go over this and let's discuss it. And don't be like, no, I can't talk about it. You know, okay, if you don't want to talk about it right then say, okay, honey, you know, let's discuss this at a different time. And it's a discussion. It's not a talk, okay? Because everyone's like, oh, we got to do the talk. And then they don't want to do it. And they make plans with their guy friends instead of showing up for the talk. Because they're like, I can't do this. You know? So, or they get drunk before they come up there. And they want to be like, oh, we're having the talk. I better go shoot some shots before we do this. You know, don't do that either. Because then you're incapacitated. And you're probably going to say something you regret. And then, you know, the relationship could be over at that point, and you're done. You know, and you would regret that too. That's not how you respect your partner. So a partnership is about respect, appreciation, and valuing trust, loyalty, honesty, integrity, showing up and following through, and standing side by side and honoring each other, adoring one another, showing up when you need it, being there, being that friend, being that, you know, you can have best girlfriends or best guy friends too, but being that one confidant that you can actually go to and know that you're not being judged, someone who will stand up for you no matter what, before anyone else, you know, as long as you're not doing anything illegal or abusive, then they'll stand up for you. Otherwise, I don't believe in anyone standing up for anyone that's doing anything illegal or abusive to anyone else. And I would say, no, don't stand up for them at that point. But anything else, I think, yes, you stand up for them. Okay. You are in a partnership. And if you want that potential life partnership to last a lifetime in each of your lifetimes, then that's what it's going to take. Okay. It's going to take understanding. It's going to take that each of you are going to get irritated with one another, and you're going to want to, you know, cry sometimes, and you want to yell at sometimes, and you want to, you know, you want to just laugh and have a wonderful time sometimes, you know, and be in love for hopefully most of the times, but the majority of it. But I'm just saying, it's okay. You're going to get on each other's nerves. It's not unusual for that to happen. That's totally normal. There are very few people around the world that don't have, you know, issues as far as, or I should say, disagreements within their, you know, their thoughts, okay, and their life choices, and the way that they would handle a situation, or the way they think, or the way they were brought up. You know, we're all unique in our own ways, and so we all have our own thought processes, and we're brought up differently because we obviously didn't come from the same family. So that's how that works. Okay, so if everyone understands that part, you can understand that you're going to have differences, and that's okay. But as long as you're mostly on the same path, you know, on the same wavelength, then that's what's important. And that you know that you can agree to disagree, and you're not going to judge your partner to the point where you want to kick their ass, you know, or you want to hurt them, or you want to divorce them, or you want to leave them because it's such a huge deal that you just refuse to even open your mindset and think about it, okay? I always say don't make a decision right away. Think about it. Sleep on it, especially if people have been drinking, unless it's abusive, or illegal, then go ahead and leave. I will always say that. Otherwise, you know, everyone's going to have differences. It is what it is. There's not one person around the entire world that is going to have the exact same views as their partner for life all the time, 100%. It's not going to happen. Otherwise, you wouldn't be your own individual, and you'd be that person that is just like, okay, sure. Oh, you want to do this? Okay, sure. Oh, you like that? Okay, I like that too. Oh, you want to go there? Okay, yeah, I want to go there too. Oh, you want to do that? Okay, yeah. Yo, you like that food? Oh, I do too now. Yeah. Oh, you never had that food. No, I like it. No, you know. That's not okay either. Like, that's just someone that's pleasing them just to do it, and they're not speaking their truth. So you need to be able to be honest with each other and speak your truth, okay? And say it in an appropriate manner and not be a jerk when you're saying it. That goes for women and men. And that can be really hard to do. Really, really hard to do. Especially, you know, if you haven't learned how to do it and you're used to just speaking your mind, okay? Usually people come out and speak their minds the same way they would do to someone they have never met before, and that they just upset them and they just ran their mouth to somebody. You know, that's a very low vibrational type of response. And remember, you're a reflection of how you feel about yourself. So every time you say something really mean to someone else, or you judge them, then, and they're not doing anything, you know, illegal or abusive, and you just upset with what they had to say and their own opinion, and they didn't say it to you in a really negative way or anything like that, then you're reflecting your own mental instabilities onto your partner, and it's gonna show up really, really bad and leave a really bad taste in their mouth, especially if they're a really good person, you know, and they really love you, and you can really, really hurt someone so bad, and you have no idea. The thing of it is if you're gonna do that, you know, be ready for them to, you know, most people lash back at you like really fast, okay? And a lot of us don't think, and it's something that I said it was learned. It's a learned behavior to not respond that way. And it takes practice. So what I would suggest is, if you know that you've had arguments and disagreements with your partners and or past partners, partners today, you know, in real time, what have you, you know, write down what triggered you and decide what it is, you know, decide what it was specifically that you were discussing, write it down, and then sit down on the couch and discuss it when you have the time available for both of you to do it without any kids around, without the dogs, without, you know, any other parents. If you want to put some calm background music on, that's great. You know, some meditation music, something at piano, you know, something that you both enjoy, but not something that's going to distract you, because that can happen too. Like sometimes I'll be talking to somebody and we'll have music on and I'm like, I start singing the song because I get distracted and I'm like, dang it, this is a good song. And I'm like, start singing. I'm like, okay, I'm being rude because I'm not listening to what you're saying. So I'm being honest about that. And I'm dead serious. I've totally done that. But my point is, You gotta put something else on and go where you're not gonna get distracted. And it, you know, we were never discussing anything bad or serious. It's just the fact that if someone else is talking and I hear a song on, I can't. I'm like, my attention is always like, ding, I love that song, or I'll start dancing and I'm like, okay, that was rude. So I don't want to be rude either. And it's something that I practice to stop doing, but it's real. And so it takes practice with, you know, with different people and stuff like that. And hopefully I got to laugh about it too, because in so many ways, you know, people start laughing at me too. They're like, you're so funny. You know, this, it cracks them up more than it doesn't upset them, but they start laughing about it. So I appreciate that too. But at the same time, I notice I'm like, oh, I shouldn't be doing that. That's not really nice, is it? I'm sorry. So I'm like, let's start that over. Let's start, you know, retract back to what you were saying. Because I really, I'm the type of person that likes to focus on what you're saying. So, and I do listen. And I like to remember what it was you're saying because I like to learn about the person. I think that's important. And, you know, so you can, you know, show them later that you were listening by doing whatever it is that they were discussing, you know. So, like if someone's talking about massages and you're like, man, I love massages, you know, you listen to that and you're like, okay, so you give them a massage. Oh, I noticed you like massages, or you said you like massages. Let's, you know, let me give you a massage, or let's go get massages together. You know, that's great. That's always fun. stuff like that, you know, it's important to let your partner know that you're listening. And then remember that, you know, if it turns into making love, okay, because that's what you're doing, you're making love, right, then you can potentially have a baby, unless you don't have the parts to do it, or your tubes are tied, you know, or what have you, or something. So consider that and have that discussion with your partner, okay? It's that simple. Then you cut out all the riffraff on the outside and you guys are both on the same page. If you're not on the same page and you still think they're so hot and you're just like, I can't help it, you know, God, they drew me in because they're so sexy or hot, but, you know, you know, man, if it happens, then you got some answering to do, okay? Don't continue the cycle. All right, it's important for our children today, you guys. Let's cut the cycle, okay, the instability. We want stable families. You know, you want to have a stable family, all right? You don't want to have to keep arguing and discussing things like how who's going to go see where and who's going to go where with who and all that stuff, because it's really hard on the children, and the children deal with it, and then they become numb, and then they lash out later on in life, and then all of a sudden it comes out on their partner, or it comes out people around them, you know, and they don't even realize they're doing it, but it does. And or they may become very sad later in life. And it's real, you know, and a lot of people have depression and stuff like that. And so if you cut the cycle now, you know, in the beginning, you don't have to worry about that. And neither does the potential child. Okay. They're innocent. The babies are always innocent, and they're stuck in a negative environment or toxic environment from the get-go. It's like they were brought into the world with the struggle, with the real struggle, and that's not fair. That is not fair at all, and it's a shame. So think about that, and, you know, if you sleep with someone, just know that, you know, the potential is there, and if it happens, it happens, and if it doesn't, it doesn't, okay? But, you know, be honest, speak your truth, and cherish one another, adore one another, stand beside one another, love one another. I'm always like, love, 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 you know, because it's real. It's true. That's what you want to do. Don't you want to have that partner for life and never get divorced, and you get married and have that happy life forever, you know, for a lifetime? You should. I know I do. Like, I won't marry someone if I don't know. I mean, I won't marry someone that doesn't want that. You know what I mean? I can tell if you're lying and stuff like that. So I'm like, it's just a waste of time. You know, don't waste people's time. People's time is precious. You know, I've had people waste my time, and I'm like, now my time is valuable, and I respect myself and value and appreciate myself. And I don't tolerate people that don't do that for me. So I might date you and stuff and find out that, you know, you may not be compatible at the time. Maybe you got stuff to do. You know, maybe at the time I had something to do. You know what I mean? But I don't keep people hanging either. You know, so when you feel that you know that it's not working out, then that's great for you to explain it to them. And then don't take it hard feelings, you know, move on. I always say rejection is God's protection, regardless if it's from the woman or the man. So yes, do you have feelings? Sure. Can you cry about something? Sure. Do you need to take a little bit of time? Sure. But don't take too long, okay? Because Nobody else is worth your more of your time than you are. All right? They're not worrying about you. You need to worry about you. All right? You're number one. All right, guys. Love you. Thanks for joining in with Love Talk with Kira. This is episode number 73. Thanks again for your continued support, and we will talk soon. Have a great day, morning or night, depending on what country you're from, and we'll talk later. All right, night-night.